Well, as happens more than you might realize, or maybe you do, I was sitting in the Sunday school class this morning, and Leslie was teaching a lesson on how God works in the midst of trouble. And I was thinking, seems like somebody coordinated this with the sermon, but we didn't. Well, the Lord coordinated it, I suppose. We're going to look at this psalm this morning that I called a memorial psalm, and I want to talk in just a minute about one of the benefits of memorials, of remembering. But to set that up, I want to begin by asking you to think of something in your life that is challenging or difficult, that is trouble, that is an obstacle, that is in some way weighing you down, something to confront. You're not going to share this, so this is just between you and the Lord. If you like, we're going to kind of return to this at the end. If you have your Bible, you might want to just jot down. You can put it in code if you want to, initials, but write down what that trouble is next to Psalm 145. Because I think what this psalm offers us is a great resource in time of trouble. So that's the starting place. Think about something difficult that you're facing today, right now. And then a word about memorials. In our civic life, our civil life, we're in the midst of a weekend on a holiday tomorrow to remember those who gave their lives in service to this country. That is one of a number of important memorials in our lives. Another is birthdays. We love to remember the day of our birth and celebrate that. Anniversaries. The point of all these memorials is to remember something significant from the past. And I think the value, one of the values in doing that is that it informs our present, our today. It tells us something important. You know, if we ignore the past, that's the saying, we're doomed to repeat the same mistakes. We celebrate and remember the past to inform our present and, I think, to give us hope for the future, to inspire us for the future. The Bible is also full of memorials. I mean, it's not just something we've invented in our culture. It's something that God teaches for the same reason. We remember who God is and what God has done in our past, in biblical past, because it informs life today, specifically when we face troubles, when we have joys to celebrate. It informs today and it gives us hope for God's enduring faithfulness into the future. So we've been singing this morning about God's faithfulness. That's one of the great blessings of a memorial. So I want to turn to Psalm 145 with you. This next slide's probably going to be startling. You're going to be like, I didn't bring my opera glasses, Robert. I can't see that. But it's okay. You just need to see colors and you'll be fine. As I dug into this psalm, and this would make a fascinating Sunday school class, but that's not what we're doing this morning, I found a couple of things about this memorial psalm. If you just see the colors up there, it starts, let me back up. It reads a lot like a popular song because it's like this. If you see the colors and then there's pink and then different colors and pink, more colors and pink. The pink is like the chorus of a song, right? And the other parts are the verses. And this is kind of the format of it. If you think of a popular song, it's something like this. The verses say, I'm going to tell you how much I love you. Baby, you know, something like that. I'm going to tell you how much I care. And then you get to the chorus, and instead of talking about it, you do it. So you get to the chorus, and it's like, I love you, baby. I really care. And then you get to verse two. I'm going to tell you how much I think about you. I'm going to tell you night and day. And you get to the chorus, and it's, I think about you night. That's how the psalm reads, right? So it has these parts in the yellow and green are basically, God, I'm going to praise you. We're going to praise you. This is why we're going to praise you. But then it gets to the pink parts, which are actually much expanded from what's up there. I've kind of condensed them. And the pink part is praise. So we'll get to that second. I want to look at basically the verses with you first. There's three sections, and they do these things. The first yellow part is the psalmist basically saying, I will praise you, God. I'm going to praise you. It's just like the song I just made up, right? I'm going to praise you night and day. I will sing of your faithfulness. I will pray. And it does that for a couple of verses and then bursts into the direct praise, which we'll look at in a minute. And then it comes back to, let's call it verse two, right, in our song. And now it moves away from this, I will do this. And all those green parts are words, it's kind of collectively now. We're all in a group of God's people. And the verses say things like, well, I'll read you a few. Verses 4 through 7. One generation shall praise your works to another, will declare your mighty acts. People shall speak of the power of your awesome. So it's collectively. All God's people now, let's all do this together. Praise God, right? And all the green are public acts of telling. So it's all these different words. Like, I'm going to declare. We are going to tell, declare, speak out, shout the praises of God. Then you get to the pink part, and they do it. More praise. Then we get to the last verse 3, the last section, and it's a little bit of both. I will praise, and we're going to shout. But it's really oriented around God's character, what God is like, and what God has done. And it says, God's works are so amazing, so powerful, that they're going to kind of join in the praise. It's the idea of, you know, God created this world. It shouts out God's praise. And then you get to this final long, long pink section of actual praise. Let's look at what the praise is like. And I've condensed these. Again, this would make a fascinating class to go through them in detail. But each verse I've kind of condensed down to just one phrase. So if you remember, there were three pink sections, three choruses. Now I've condensed the verses to green or yellow, and I've blown out the pink. So altogether, there's 11 different expressions of praise, and it's all direct. So up in verse 3 or so, it's saying to God directly, you are good, you are great, you're great beyond what I can even comprehend, right? You're unimaginably great. The second chorus down in verses 8 and 9, God is gracious. His loving kindness endures forever. God is good. God is merciful. And then at the end, just this overrun, you think about how some praise songs get repetitive at the end. Well, they get it from the Psalms, right? So you get to the end of this, and it's just churning out praise after praise. And I tried to shorten those so we could just see them all at once. It's things like God reigns, right? He's king. He's ruler of all. God helps those who are in need. Who need his rescue. God provides. God satisfies. God is right. What God does is good and right. God is kind. God is available. God hears. God saves. God judges rightly. So what you have in this memorial psalm is this long list. So there's a lot of we should praise God, and then there's a lot of examples of what praise looks like. And here's why that's important. Because when we have in our life trouble that we're facing, if we are in any way going to rely on, call on God for help, it's going to take knowing God and remembering what God has done. And the power of a memorial is, well, if I can remember what God has been like in the past, it will help me right now in the present when I need some help. I mean, just take the thing that you've thought about and look at this list of what God is like and what God has done. And do you see anything on there that would speak into your situation? Here's this trouble I'm facing. I need somebody to hear me, right? God hears. I need help. God helps. And all, those are all my shorthand. I mean, the verses are the examples of how God helped. And you read Scripture, and this is really a summary of all the stories of Scripture. When God led and provided, you can go to Exodus and read the long, long story of his people who escaped slavery because God delivered them, and they were wandering in the wilderness, and God provided just what they needed, right? Water and food and protection. Like, every one of these praises has a whole history and story behind it. So what I want to do is take that list of praises, I'm going to leave them on the screen, and put our question back up next to it. These are really two wells to draw from when you're facing trouble, when you're hard-pressed, when you can't see around the thing in your way. What do you remember about the character or involvement of God in the Bible? That's one well to draw from. And what do you remember about the character and involvement of God in your own life? You know, there was that time 5 years ago when I was facing something very similar to what I'm facing today, and this is what God did. I can look back on it now and see, right? I'm having trouble seeing God right now in the present, but I remember God's goodness to me. So those are two wells, and if you need some, what does that look like? There's a list just from this one psalm of all the different ways that God intervenes and God is active. So I know that's a lot of homework to do sitting here in your seats while I'm up here talking. So I want to put the kind of the questions of the service in front of you. And you may just want to jot these down and take it home and think about it and look at this psalm tonight and this week. You know, what is the challenge you're facing? And then the two wells that are our resources is, if I remember, what is God like as I look in the stories of Scripture? What is God like in my own life? And that's why none of us are without resources, because even if I can't remember what God has done in my life, or I didn't, you know, I'm very new to believing in God, I have this whole treasure trove of what God is like in Scripture in other people's lives. And then the application question is, how does remembering who God is and what God is like, whether in Scripture or in your own life, how does that inform the challenge that came to your mind when I asked you? What is it that God is and does that could be a help to you, a very help in time of trouble? And not just in the present, but as I think our closing hymn says, our hope for years to come. Because remember, remembering what happened in the past informs our present and inspires or gives hope to our future. The last thing I want to do is offer you a tool to remember this. Now, Psalm 145, if you were Jewish, if you read and spoke Hebrew and read this in the Hebrew scriptures, you'd see there's a trick to that psalm. In fact, it was written in order to be memorized and remembered. So it's not only content about remembering God, it's actually written as a memory device so you can remember the psalm itself. That's because every verse starts with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So if you were a young Jewish child growing up and you were reading the Psalms, this would go something like, A is for always praise God, right? B is for blessings come from God alone. And each verse walks through each letter of the alphabet as a way to remember the richness and completeness with which God is faithful. And it would be easy to remember because it's almost like an alphabet song. I can't really pull that together in Hebrew and English this morning, so I made up a much simpler version. But I didn't want you to miss, I mean, what's really a very clever and memorable thing in the psalm. So this is much simpler than the whole alphabet. If you want to remember kind of the gist of what this Psalm 145 is about, all you have to remember is praise God. And here's what the letters to praise stand for. And this all comes from ideas that were in this psalm. So P is for praise. Took a lot of ingenuity to come up with that one. R is for remembering, because within this psalm and Scripture itself is what we've been talking about today, the power of remembering who God has been, because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Remembering who God is, what God has done, because that informs our present, gives us hope for the future. A is for all, because the psalm and Scripture says God is sovereign over all. There's nothing that happens that surprises God. There's nothing good or evil that's beyond God's wisdom and goodness and ability to bring forth to his good purpose, right? So all. I, more ingenuity here, is for I. Because the psalm starts out saying, it taking personal responsibility, I will praise God, right? It moves to the whole community of believers. But it starts with, this morning, I will think of God. I will remember God. I will praise God. I will seek God today. Right, so we praise, remembering all I see, right? Everything I come into contact with. Again, both things that I would label good things, happy things, and things that I would label bad and challenging, and I wish that had never happened. It's all within the scope of God's power and goodness and justice. All of that, because God is that big, he exclaims God. Right, so your trouble, what you're facing today, isn't in some special pocket where God doesn't show up here. Right, it's beyond God's reach or beyond God's. It doesn't work that way. Everything you see, even the trouble, exclaims God. Right, the good things exclaim God is good. God is here. God has blessed you. God has provided. The challenging things, the trouble, the bad things exclaim God is good. God is here. God rescues. God saves. God provides. God hears. Right? The vacuum of our trouble and evil and all that is wrong in the world cries out just as strongly, God exists. So call out to God. That's kind of the flow of Psalm 145, and if it helps you remember, we praise God. We praise remembering that all I see exclaims, cries out God's name, God's existence, and our need for God. Let's pray. God, you are good, you are holy, you are just, you are kind, you're compassionate, you're merciful. You despise evil, you love good. You've created us in your image, and you've given us the freedom to choose right and wrong. But God, you never abandon us. You never turn your back on us. In fact, when we are headed in the wrong direction, you are there calling to us, reaching out to us, providing a way back home. We thank you and we love you for your mercy and your grace and your goodness to us. Would you help us to see, especially today, if anyone here is in a place where they just can't see what's beyond the trouble, if they can't see around what is pressing in and pressing down, if they can't see how you could possibly be in the middle of the thing that they're facing, God, would you grant them a vision of who you are, what you've done, both in our past, in biblical past, in our own past, in the present, and with hope, with faith in the future. We trust you, God, for if you are God, you are all of that. And we pray in Christ's name with hope. Amen.